Today's learning is sponsored on the day of the yard side of Mrs. Elise Mesh, Esther Fagel Basilka, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Meisha and Dr. and Mrs. Meisha Harris. The yard side is today, Gimel Shvat. It will also serve a other purpose that I can write the pen on the back.
Learning
I didn't say that there, but that's true. May the learning be aliyah for the Nishan. Okay, so we were in the middle of a story. Somebody came in and said that Chasa drowns. Rav Nachman reacted by saying, Ayvei, the fish got Chasa. Except he didn't say Ayvei, he said Shvua, which is a problem exactly what his heter was to swear. But the bottom line is he said Chasa died. The wife of Chasa heard. So she figured, I don't have to go to Bezen. Rav Nachman told people, woe to the fact that my husband was eaten by the fish. So she went and got married. So we didn't break the marriage up. And from here, Rav Ashi proves that which Rabbanan said, the man chain lem saif, ishte asura, is only lechatchila. But with the Eved, we don't break up the marriage. And again, the Ramah points out, that is only true if the women did it thinking that it was legal to do. If a woman realized it's illegal when she did it, we would break up the marriage. Igad Amri, others say a different version of the story. Ansever Rav Nachman Lidavisu. He didn't announce that the fish ate Chasa. He actually married her off. Why? Omar, he said, Chasa Gavra Rabba. He said, Chasa is a big man, meaning he's a chosh of a person, a respected person. And he said, the Salik, Kalis Lodamosa. So Rav Nachman basically was posculing, like a man the Amar had said before, we had it before, I believe, that by an Adam Choshev, we say we would have heard about it. I forgot where it was, but we had it, right, the Gemara before. So Rav Nachman was posculing, if Chasa survived, it would have been carried by the Cleveland Plain Dealer, nobody looks at the Plain Dealer, by local Jewish news, right after the advertisement for this shoe. I'm a kavod katzig of a rabbi. Isimisi the solid color is the milsa. That's the gemara lohi. Loishna gavra rabbi. Loishna lav gavra rabbi. The evidence of chaskila lohi. That we don't paskin like. To us, it makes no difference who he is. We do not rely on the chaskila on the fact that we would have found out. But again, either gavra rabbi or not gavra rabbi, if she got married thinking that it was legal, we wouldn't break up the marriage. Rashi? No Rashi.
How much time do they give a gavra rabbi to show up?
I don't know. Not to show up, to hear about it.
That he survived?
They survived. Doesn't have to necessarily show up, but to hear about it.
So, okay.
Just want to issue a disclaimer. I sound worse today, I think, than I sounded the last few days, but I feel much better. So whatever is happening is just a residue of my cold, which is on its way out, but I feel much better. So, Baruch Hashem. I called my doctor yesterday. He said every person gets exposed to COVID at least once a day today. Okay. Something in my writer. Ahu Ivan Kachavim, that the Kamalayli Yisroel, a guy told the year, I mentioned yesterday the sheet of the Rishayim that said that there's a time limit even on any person that's a Maim Shein Lem Saif. Sooner or later, you would find out whatever that time limit is. But we don't paskin that way. And again, I think I once mentioned, and if I didn't, I'll mention it now, I knew a person whose mother, I didn't know the mother, I mean, I met her once or twice, she visited her son, was in Iguna. When I knew this was in 1969, 70, and his mother had been in Iguna since middle World War II, when her husband was sent on a mission and disappeared. And nobody ever heard from him in 1944. And this was 26 years later. And she was still in Iguna. She raised her two children that she had. I mean, I knew his children, right? I knew the Enikloch. I didn't know. The father was an adult, right? He had been born in 1940, 1930, something, whatever it was. But the husband of this woman disappeared during the war, never to be heard of him again. And she was an Iguna. When I knew her, she was 26 years in that she was an Iguna. She could never get married because she never knew what happened to her husband. She was on some mission for the army, whatever it is, and disappeared. That's not a raya. I just said they don't pass them like that, Sheeta. Exactly what I was trying to bring out. Starve it to what?
With
Iguna is... Again, Chazal said, right? We have no evidence of death. No proof at all. He disappeared.
I just heard a story about somebody's bones were recovered from World War II. The guy, I mean, but they finally put it years
right.
later.
Again, this is this. I knew the lady. I mean, I didn't know her well. She visited her son, her grandchildren, so I met her. But it was a Koshevin family, a known well Yekisha family, and she was in Iguno. Just what it was. I mean, by the time I knew her, she was 26 years in, so it wasn't the. But I'm sure she was a young lady when her husband disappeared, and she never heard from him, and that was it. Shem Yerachim. A guy told him he had cut down unripe grain and feed my animals on Shabbos. Meaning, go be Mechal Shabbos, harvest, well, not a harvest, but cut down some things, and feed my animals. And if not, I will kill you, like I killed that Jew. The army lay bishuli kedera b'Shabbos. I told him to cook food for me on Shabbos. But lay bishuli, and he didn't cook for me. I killed him. So here's a guy missing, and then a guy tells another yid, "You better cut this down and feed my animals on Shabbos, because if not, I'm going to do to you what I did to him who refused my orders to be mechal Shabbos, and I killed him. So you better be mechal Shabbos. If not, you're going to join him." That was the story. The guy obviously either got out of it, Michal Shabbos doesn't say what happened, and came home and told the woman, "His husband is missing, your husband got killed by the guy." Because he was Meister Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem, he didn't want to be Michal Shabbos. Shama Devisu, the wife heard, right, Zabtrashi, Shama Devisu, Dahu, the Avraham, Kikam, Malika, Toltape, the wife of the one that the guy said he killed him. She came in front of Abaya. So the Gemara Abaya did not know what to do. He held her up, meaning he held the Shaila up, three regalim. Amalar Ravada Brava. So after three regalim, Ravada Brava told the lady, "Zil lekamei, there is Yosef. Go in front of Yosef. The Char of Sakina. He has a sharp knife." Meaning he will paskin for you right away. Rashi. By the way, this is a very widely quoted Rashi for those who know this Rashi. The Rashi cluster bigly. First shot Rashi says, they used to gather Lishmaya Drasha Hukas Pesach B'Pesach. Basically, they used to get together on the three Yamim Taivim to discuss Hukas Yamtav. But there was a gathering of Tamidah Chachamim. On Yamtav time, they gathered together. So if you want to ask Yishayla for many, many different Tamid HaChachamim, you wait for Yom Tov, where there's this gathering. And she asked all these people to Shaila. Whenever the Gemara talks about Rigli, of Amaroyim getting together, Hainu, Yom Shemes by Adam Gadol, a day of Adam Gadol's yard site, Koyvin Aysai, they call the day in honor of that nifter, umidei shana b'shana, and yearly, shemagia oisi yayim, miskabtsin tamid ha-chachamim mikol sihav, the tamid ha-chachamim, all the neighborhood get together, ubaam al-kivrei, and they go to his kever, in Sharaam, with all the other people, v'hoishiv yeshiva sham. That means, on the day of the yard site, the tamid ha-chachamim of the neighborhood come to the kever, and by the kever they start learning Torah with people who come. It's a gathering on the yard side. Behind the yard side, they gather to speak Torah. Interesting. Doesn't say they were 4 amos away. Doesn't say anything. It just says by his kever, yeshiva yeshiva al kibrut. Basically, they're learning by his kever. One day yeshiva. It's not, because it says by being coming to the chavim that they means to make yeshiva al kibrut. So I don't know if it's right near his kever. I don't know the halacha for that. But this is a very quoted Rashi by yard sites. So this is the mukkah of the yard site shir. This is the mukkah of the yard site shir. You do a shir l'chvayd the yard site. And you have people come. Now they don't go to the kever to do it. They do it in yeshiva. But this is the mukkah. Chuvas agaydim. And that she went in 3 rigli, meaning 3 different yard sites. That she went to different kvarim, where people were, to ask the shayla from all the chachamim that gathered, what halacha do I have? The guy told Pliny, Masiach Levitumai, that he killed my husband.
Yeah, but the boy said that
he didn't come out, I think he was the shayla here, as we will see in a minute.
Does that want to get married?
We'll see, what?
Does she want to get married? That's fine.
She, no, there's nothing wrong with that.
She
doesn't know her husband died. She said the guy told somebody that he killed my husband. The Gemara is going to say 1 minute. We didn't get there. The next problem, the next issue in this Gemara is Rav Yosef. The Gemara in Huria says that Rav Yosef was called Sinai. He wasn't the biggest charev. He was the biggest bucky. And here the Gemara says the charev sakina. He has a sharp knife. It means he was the biggest charev. And in the Gemara in Huria calls him the biggest Sinai, the biggest bucky. So some say he was pretty sharp anyway. Might not have been the sharpest, but he was very sharp. Others say his knowledge of all the brises gave him a right ability to answer questions immediately. Meaning it wasn't the sharpness, so to speak, of his depth. I'm talking about Rav Yosef, you know what I mean? I'm ridiculous to say anything. In comparison to the others, he's the Sinai, but his Sinai gave him the ability to paskin right away, because he knew the answers. And some say it's not Rav Yosef. They changed the Gersel to somebody else. What? Right.
Yeah, but the story itself has a problem. I mean, why wouldn't...
Yeah, he's dead.
No, why wouldn't...
By now, for sure he's dead.
Why wouldn't the person do it if there were the 3 acres?
This is what happened. This is what you called that. What you just asked is a kasha na maisa.
No.
Yes.
That's a riot. The story is false.
Oh. So first of all, since you brought it up, first of all, to machlokes v'shaynim, if a person's allowed to be maisa nefesh or anything else. Taisa sheet is that a person can give up his life for any mitzvah. The Rambam holds it's usher. Mukhiyaisa paskins, and this is why the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that a person who's a respected person is allowed to give up his life for anything, and a regular yassel should not give up his life only for the three chamuras. So, according to Taisa's sheet, he did nothing wrong. According to the Mukhiyaisa, he might have been a chash of a person. We don't know. And according to the Rambam, who says it's usher, either the Rambam is masking to the Mukhiyaisa, that's what some want to say. If not, Enochinami, the guy didn't know the halacha. If the story happened, Zakti Gemara Pashit Muhammad Nisa, Rabbi Yosef proved it from the following brisa. Asma Kamechi, one of the Rabbi Yosef, Pashit Muhammad Nisa, he proved it from the following brisa. Avigachavim Shaymecha Paris Meshuk. Avigachavim that was selling fruit in the market. Viyama Paris Halolu Sharlahein. And he says, these Paris are from a new growing tree. Now the guy is not Hilchas Arla. He's not a bucky in Hilchas Arla. He just knows that fruit from a fresh tree is a higher quality fruit. So he says to Rabbi Sai, this is in the first years of its growth. That's what he announces. Exactly. Or Shalazikahe, Tumshatim Arachi. Well, we're in the middle of a brisa. We didn't finish the brisa.
Why would it be better for Biden?
He's not a yid. He's a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Shalazikahem, which Rashi has two pshatim in, so we'll just leave it alone now. Just say it's of a protected field, and whatever reason it is, we'll worry about in a minute what he means with that. We'll see in Rashi. So Netzer Revayeh, it's a fourth year growth. Again, fourth year is better quality fruit than an eighth year or a sixth year. Layamer Club, we don't believe it. Means nothing. You can eat the fruit. You don't have to worry about Arla. You don't have to worry about Netzer Revayeh. Most fruit is not Netzer Revayeh. Most fruit is not Arla. Why? It's a marketing ploy. It's not true. He wants to make more money. He's trying to sell, get you to buy his fruit. So he tells you it's a higher quality. It's not true. It's a raya that people do think even it's not true. Same thing here. The guy wanted the yid to cut down the asafsata and feed his animal. So to threaten him, he said, I'll do to you what I did to that guy. Never happens. But the guy is using that as a threat. Because Gayim are apt to lie to get their whatever they want. So therefore, you cannot accept the guy's statement that Pliny got killed because he's saying it to scare this yid.
He must have known that yid is missing.
I guess he must have known that. Or, right.
Yeah, that
exactly. Again. Because if not, it wouldn't work.
This is the raya that Goyim won.
Not a raya. Yeah, again. But Messiah Levitumai would say they don't lie. There's no reason to lie. Here we're giving them a reason to lie. When they have a reason to lie, they lie. Gaia, when they have a reason to lie, will lie. Correct. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. So Arlahein. Paris Natiahein. Rashi is trying to say the guy was not versed in Hukas Arla. He's saying it's the Paris of a sapling. The Yeshnam Shubokim, they're better. The Paris Elan Zakin from fruit of an older tree. Now this, I'm just pointing out something. Very rarely is there an Arlu Shail on a tree. Because usually trees don't bear fruit so fast. By grapes, there's a shiloh because grapes do bear fruit very quickly. Or when you graft a branch into a tree, it might be a shiloh. But usually, it's a non-issue. But this is the story. He said it's of a very young sapling. Shalazika. Now, Rashi says two pshatim, and one he doesn't understand himself, and then he says a second shot. First shot is, the guy is saying, either way he's saying this, that this came from an orchard that has a fence around it, meaning it's a higher quality, it was well taken care of. The fact that the guy built a fence around his orchard means he really cares about the orchard, and therefore it's a higher quality fruit. Now what's wrong with that? Why should it be usher? It's shmita. And this is called Mishumar. It's a fruit that was guarded. In fact, Rashi Vikashali, the Mai Isser Yeshkan, what's wrong? If Avos Zman HaBir, is it past the time that it's available in the fields? Loishna Menam Shumar, but Loishna Menam Mufker, Asurim. It doesn't make a difference if it was watched or not watched. After Zman HaBir, Perish Mita is often to do business with. The im, or some hold it's even us to eat. The kaidem hazman elu ve'elu mutarin. Rashi says, and before that time, they're both mutar. So what is wrong with saying it comes from a garden orchard? So Rashi leaves this shot shver. In the next Rashi, he brings a second shot.
Well, what does man beer?
Man beer is depending on the fruit. There's a concept in Hilchos Shemitah that once Shemitah passes, once the fruit is gone from the field totally, like in the winter sometime of eighth year, you're not allowed to eat shemitah fruit after that. It's a machlokes b'shaitim exactly what you do with it, what happens by beer. We're not going to get involved in it now, but it's a machlokes b'shaitim.
So during shemitah, it can't be guarded, correct?
You're not allowed to guard it. If
right.
You do, what happens to the fruit?
It has to be
we'll try him a second time. What if a person guard? This is a guy. He's saying, I'm bringing fruit from a guarded orchard. It was guarded on Shemitah.
Where Which is it, Usher?
Right. Is the fruit mutter or not? Does it affect the oranges?
Whose field is it?
Yids. It makes no difference. It was guarded.
So Shmeet did not have access to everyone.
The guy did it on Avera. They guarded his field.
So the question is, there a kenas, you mean?
I'm not asking a kenas. Is there how long that the fruit is usher?
Okay.
Rashi doesn't seem to think so. Rashi says he doesn't understand it. Before it's Marabir, it's Mutter. After it's Marabir, all fruit is usher. Marabir is, by Shemitah, the eighth year, there's a time that it's no longer available in the field. At that point, there's a process that has to be done, which I'm not going to get involved.
But during this Zman, the seventh year, at that point, forget about Zman beer, not beer, honey. During the seventh year, for 12 months, if it's guarded, is it usher?
That's Rashi says it's not.
Why would you think it is usher?
Because it has to be late.
And yet, he did it. I'm not telling him he did the right thing. This is the normal Avraham Kohn Tzadik day today. This is the Avraham Tzadik Kohn day today, yeah.
Not at all.
Before he was worried about the guy breaking the Rambam's Nir's Nefesh, to now he's worried about the guy guarding his field
to
Shemitah.
Is that seventh year called Shemitah? Manbir or not?
Manbir is after the seventh year.
So why don't we talk about during the seventh year?
We're talking about fruit that was guarded during the seventh year. Is that fruit mutter to eat or not?
During the seventh year, you mean?
Or after the seventh year? No difference. Rashi doesn't see an answer. That's why Rashi doesn't understand pshat with it. Obviously, the guy is saying something, right, that would make an answer, and we don't believe him. What is he saying? Arlo, we understand. He thinks he's saying a mila, and really he's making an answer. We don't believe him. He thinks he's saying a mila here, and we don't believe him. What's the answer? The fact that it was guarded, the trash, I don't get it. Since when is guarded make an answer? Sucksizes. That's not true. The Shumer is Aser. It says, Mefer Shabraisa, the Shumer is Aser. You're not allowed to take the Shumer fruit.
Even from his field?
I don't know whose field it was. There was a Shiloh Shemitah here. I'm not going to get involved in all the side issues. Let's say it was a Yitz field. The guy is selling fruit from a Yitz field.
He thinks it's a mile if it's guarded. Why can't you say that?
Again, we learned Rashi. You want to say a different shot? We'll say a different shot.
I'm saying, what's the shot? Maybe that's...
So what's the Hami and Sasser?
Well, why would... And if we believe him, what's wrong?
If we believe him?
We're saying we don't believe him.
You're allowed to eat it.
And if we did believe him? So Tysus learned from Shumer's Asa. This is very Negele Maisa, and I'm not going there, just mentioning it. Estrig Shoshmita. They import Estrigim from Eretz Yisrael from fields that might have been guarded from people that don't keep Shemitah. Is that Asa to use?
In other words, the owner of the field is doing business with Shemitah fruit.
First of all, he's guarding it. Forget the business.
Isn't one the same? In other words, he's keeping it himself.
Again, yeah, he's keeping it to himself. Forget the business.
In other words, the guy has a Shemitah field. I'm changing it a little bit, the case. And he locks it up, and then he says, oh my gosh, I didn't realize it's Shemitah, or I did an Aveira, and I want to do the right thing, and he opens up his field.
Going to Titus, it's us at 8.
Even after he opens his field.
Correct. I don't know. I'm not popping it with the lights. I don't know. But that's what it sounds like sometimes.
Use it as an astrogate to either.
Again, it's not so simple, that either. It's a big tshuva. I'm not getting involved in that now. I just wanted to mention it. I will say the following. The Sregim they sell here, which is coming up next year, this coming Sukkot, from Eretz Yisrael, come from a field that was kept to Kedusha Shemitah, and they are not supposed to charge a price for the Esrog. They can either sell it the way it's done, the way it should be done, as you buy a closed box. You pay the same for every box, because they're only allowed to charge for the tircha. They're allowed to charge for the amount of work it took to get that esrog off the tree, boxed, shipped to America.
And grading them is not...
They're not allowed to grade them. Because it's no different than you're paying for the shemitah.
It's your place you buy the lulav.
Right, so there's all kinds of a tera. In Lakewood, the new thing is they do it the right way. You come in, you buy a closed box, and you're stuck with it.
It's either kosher or puzzle.
No, it's either mahadar or not mahadar. If it's puzzle, I think you can bring it back. But you can't insist on a certain quality esrog. Then they would be grading them. They would be making money off a pair of shmita. You're not allowed to make money off a pair of shmita.
So get a yanav esrog.
Some people buy a chutzlar esrog because of that. Some people pay for the lulav and get the esrog for free. But it's amazing how different prices from lulavim come in. Like one dairy lulav costs $50, the other dairy lulav costs $300.
The people, Rebbe is saying the people in Lakewood will actually buy it without looking at it?
Yes. Yes.
I can't believe that.
You talk the talk, you gotta walk the walk.
Oh, come on. So there won't be any different prices in Lakewood?
There's no different prices in Lakewood, I don't think. No. I think Putzle you'll have to bring back. I think there's that for that. You buy a closed box. And they only allow to charge you for the tircha. Tircha's a lot of tircha. There's the guy that picked it, the guy that boxed it, the guy that transported it, the guy that's selling it. There's tircha.
Three boxes for the same price you paid last year.
Maybe.
Why is Rebbe saying in Lakewood's like that? That's the halakha. Yeah.
There's a tariff.
There he is again.
Why is it here?
I'm telling you, today it's Avraham Kol Tzadik Day.
No. I'm not a tzadik. Speak to my wife. I have never questions. Why can't this apply to here also?
They do, but Esrog Tzadikim don't make as much in this. If you're in the business of selling Esrogim and you can't grade them, you don't make as much money.
That's fine, but I'm saying this.
It's not fine for the people that are selling Esrogim.
Well, become a chef.
Here we go again. Okay.
No, it's not here
again. I'm not going to get involved in this. Zuck Trashy Viter. He's lying. He did it to improve his sale. Okay, not to revive. He's trying to sell you that it's a small, a younger tree. Zuktrashi now. A different shot in Paris Azika. Zuktrashi, Kedumali, I think shot is. The high Azika, Shema Yerushim Eretz Yisrael. It was the name of a city in Eretz Yisrael, Azika shaped right, who pay a sandwich and bunkum and very high quality fruit. This guy was in Chutz Laaretz. He was in Syria, in Iraq, in Iran, in Egypt. And he said, I brought this fruit imported from Azika. Maybe no meister was taken, but Yisrael Makram Lai, and it came from a Jewish field. That's the Shaila. The guy saying, this is a Jav orange. This is an Israeli orange. And if it's an Israeli orange, how do you know meisters were taken off? It says, we don't believe him. It's not a Jav orange. It's not an Israeli orange. He's a liar. Ella, ain't Chayshah Shalai Ma'amis Dvar V'Shem Yisrael, Allah Shmiyach Mekhoi. this guy that said, I'll kill you? He wanted to frighten him that he should cut down feed for his animals. A Yidna guy would travel. Woe to the Jew that was traveling with me. Shemes, Bederach, he died, we climbed him, and I buried him. He walked into town, he said, Rabbi Sai, I had a terrible story happen on the road. My partner died, I had to bury him. Ishtar, they married off his wife. A loss is something that makes the person sad. In Israeli, they always use a chaval, chaval, chaval. This is what chaval means.
What's chaval mean?
Chaval means a loss. It's a loss and something that makes a person sad.
Is that one meaning or two
meanings? Rashi says one line. A loss that makes a person sad.
Pity on the...
Pity, okay. I don't know if it's cooler or kyler. Did they
believe
what
he's saying?
Yes, Messiah Levi Tumai. This is not the same story as the guy over there.
Maybe he's lying.
Why would he lie? Messiah Levi Tumai, we don't think he's lying. That was the Kiddush, that we believe a guy must be able to be Tumah. He's not coming to testify. Stop telling us a story. He can go to Bezen.
Same thing last night. He would have been embellishing the story.
That's because he was trying to get a guy to do something.
Okay, so now he's trying to get him to think he's a big
Tzaddik. That's not an incentive. Not everybody wants to read the Tzaddik Yisrael. Tzaddik my vayt v'shuv ma'isa b'kulur shabnei adam. A group of people. Rashi kulur chabura. Shayu ma'alkin l'antukhi. They were traveling to Antukhi. I think Antukhi is Athens. What?
Antioch.
Not Athens. V'bayi v'kuchav mechav v'amr chavala akur shabnei adam shemesu kvartam. You know that whole group of people died and I buried them. This is a bigger Kiddush. He's saying a whole group of people died. Not one. He's saying there was a plague, a pandemic. Something happened. They were poisoned. And they all died. And I buried them all. He's a Messiah Kuvi Tumai. There's no reason to lie. So we believe him. Even though it's Negeya more than one person. That's the bigger Kiddush. That's what the Aruch Haner speaks out. That's the bigger Kiddush. V'shuv Ma'isa. V'shishim b'nei Adam. 60 people. Shemahalkim l'karkim Beitar. They went to the city of Beitar when Beitar was being besieged. V'bayim v'kachavim. V'amr chavala shishim b'nei Adam. Shemahalkim b'derach Beitar. They were on the way to Beitar. Shemesu v'kvartim. They all died naturally and I buried them. Now here's the bigger Kiddush. It's wartime. There's a siege around Beitar. It could be they were getting killed, and he thought they were getting killed, like we had earlier in the other parik about the woman that thought her husband died by war. But over here he said they died naturally, and I buried them. So we believe him, even though he's talking about a wartime in a war area. This is not that... This is not what happened in the time of Korban. This is... a later time. The Estheos and Shesayim will be married off their wives. Rashi, Kula Chabur, Lekarka Beitar, Kshabah Beitar, and Matzer, when Beitar was being besieged. Zuck the Mishnah Vayt.
Rabbi, can I ask a question on this last one?
Yes.
Isn't there any change when the likelihood of him having buried 60 separate people in a danger zone decreases the likelihood that he would have done that? I mean, who are these people to him, and isn't it dangerous for him to be out there digging 60 graves, no matter
what? You don't know the answer to your question, except to say that obviously he felt in responsibility to his traveling partners.
It's just a lot of people under trying circumstances.
That's true. I didn't see anybody talk about that. I don't know, it makes the Kiddush bigger. That even so, we believe him.
Yes. Yes.
We have a question. Yes.
This last case was also about a goy.
These are all goyim.
I saw them say that
they would
only come. This one didn't say it.
No, it's all goyim. Yid would be believed anyway. He's an aid. Yes.
Would it apply if
he
would say, and I saw them all dead, or
right.
Very poor
old? This is a Shaila in the Rishayna. Now, Avram Kohn just brought up a Shaila in the Rishayna. Should I say it again?
No.
Okay. Some Rishayna say that it's not necessary to say a Kvartim. It just happened to be that that's what he said to the Gemara, quoted it that way. Other Rishayna say that we would need a Kvartim, because A, it's a lot of people, B, it's a wartime, and C, the first case was traveling on the road. I don't know. There are some Rishayim that say that by the God you need something more. In the first case, I wasn't sure what the reason. They say a reason. And in the second two cases, therefore it says a Kvartim. Others say you don't need a Kvartim. It just happens to me that that's what he said. That was the story.
Right. It's
So it's a machlokes
Rishayim. Each woman's going to go and do their own investigation before they get married as well.
Again, it's all relying on the fact that we tell the woman the consequences of you doing this are severe, and she's going to have to do her investigation. Now, I don't know, again, all that investigation means is she's comfortable. That's all it is. Not evidentiary.
She doesn't have to look for a grave.
She doesn't have to have a grave. She doesn't have to have a witness. She has to feel comfortable that what she heard is true. And that's a very subjective thing.
But again, it's only b'di'evet, right?
No.
No, it wasn't. Well, why did we say that before, that only if you got married, we're not...
That was by Maim Shein Lam Saif. There's nothing to do with this.
This has been... Hakila, she can go and after...
Bethan tells her, you can get married.
That was all fine.
Again, it relies on the fact that the woman won't do it, but she knows the consequence, unless she's comfortable. What makes a woman comfortable? Every woman is different. She's going to try to find out, look into things. You know, maybe after 10 years she'll say to herself, he hasn't shown up. They told me he's dead. I think I can take the chance now.
I mean, the first thing she would do is... She would get someone and say, okay, where do you bury them? The 60 people, where do you bury them? Okay. She would send someone there. Oh, there's nothing there. There's no one buried there.
Who's going to go? Who's paying for this? Who's paying for this investigation?
She is.
Okay, where's she getting the money?
Well, I'm not understanding. Therefore,
again, the halacha did not say she has to spend money. The halacha said she has to be comfortable. She has to do enough of investigation that she's comfortable. She's playing with fire.
She's not gonna get married until she.
That depends on the woman. Again, for the 14th time.
No.
It's 5 years. They haven't come back.
What are you saying? He said, the guy said, even if they see it be Tumo, he buried 60 people. See, where was it?
Are we going to learn about it?
It was 475 miles away, which takes who knows how long to travel to.
North of Cuba.
Right.
Exactly where.
Seth is getting, are we going to learn about when people go to war, what the procedure is with giving a get prior?
No, we're not going to learn. We had that in Subas of Testament Aleph.
So, I mean, in such a case, typically somebody would leave the get.
They didn't go to war. They were traveling to Beit Dar while it was under siege. They weren't going to fight the war. They worked for CNN, and they were going to report. Doesn't say what they were doing there. People go into dangerous areas for other reasons.
Call or just tell.
You can testify by identifying a body by candlelight. It doesn't have to be daylight. Or by identifying by moonlight. Now, Rashi learns that they hear a voice. And the voice is going to say, like the story said, there was a guy standing on top of a mountain. He said, Ish pliny ben pliny mimokim pliny meis. And he makes an announcement from the mountaintop. Reuben ben Yaakov from the city of Nardah has died. They went and there was no one there. There's no reason not to believe the voice they heard. Iguna. We heard somebody say he's dead. Couldn't find the guy that said it, but somebody said it. Now there's some that want to learn this was a real Basco. Not Shemayim. They want to learn that we're allowed to rely on a Basco for this. Others want to learn that Basco is being used as a borrowed terminology. By the way, Basco usually means a voice from Hashemayim. Here it just meant they heard a voice. It sounded like it's coming from Hashemayim. It came from the mountaintop. They went there. There was nobody there. Rashi. Abi Basco shamu kol tzeekes ploini meis. They roll other matalmai. They never saw a person. Again, so they want to say that Lebesh Miami does not go. We'll see in a second. Okay, we'll leave that either for a second or for tomorrow, the way things are going. Yes. And by the way, I'm not pushing because I got for Friday to Sunday. Yes.
Everybody capable of getting a Basco?
I don't know. I never checked it out. I never got one. By the way, I get one every day, and so do you.
Wake up in the morning?
Can't hear it.
No, can't hear it. It says B'chol Yom V'Yom Basco Yaitzis Ma'achai Reiv, and says Do Tshuva, and the Svarim say that every neshama hears that Basco, and once a day every person feels like doing Tshuva. Why? Because that Basco that your neshama hears every single day.
Everybody's capable of getting Basco.
To different extents. Why is it called Basco, not Benko? The Rosh Hashanah has the kasha. They say it's a lower form of voice of Hashemayim compared to Nevuah. So therefore we call it like Basco. Anyway. Shuv Maisa B'Talmud. There was a city, the story in the city of Talmud. Be'echa Shamani Ishpoini Ben Ishpoini. The guy said, I am so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, Nishchani Onachash, I just got bitten by a poisonous snake. V'hani Meis, and I'm dying. They went, they didn't know who he was. But he had yelled out, I, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, am dying from a snake bite. We found the body, but we couldn't identify him. We had no idea who he was. He told us his name. We don't know. Behochu, Messias, Ishtai, that was enough to marry off his wife. They had testimony that Pliny died. They found the body, they couldn't identify it, but the guy said, this is my name. This was the body. That's not a child. This is the body of the guy that screamed out. Then he died. They came to check him. Nobody could identify him.
They had a name. They heard the wife. They can't bring the wife with
me. Well, after 3 days, it's not identifiable, right?
They saw a body or they heard a voice first?
They heard a voice. They went to look for the guy. They found him dead. He had a snake bite.
All he did, the voice did, was identify who the dead body will be.
No, himself, yeah. He identified himself that he's dying. What?
He didn't have his driver's license.
Rabbi?
No, he did not have his driver's license on.
Rabbi?
Yes.
So how did they identify his wife if they couldn't identify him?
Oh, they couldn't identify the body, but they knew the name, that his name is so-and-so and so-and-so. That's what he said. He said his name. He said his name is Joe Jones. So they knew Joe, they didn't know who Joe Jones is. They had no right, he's Joe Jones. He said he was Joe Jones, and he died. So they went and told Mrs. Jones, your husband Joe died. But is that guy?
She couldn't identify the body.
She wasn't around. This is like she's 4 days travel away, and bodies aren't going to last that long. After 3 days, they're not identifiable.
Okay.
Now, today, they would take DNA and dental records. Those days, it wasn't a gay. Amar Rabbi Bar Shmuel Tana, we learned to the Brice, Misham, Rabbi, Eh, Masin, Abi, Basko, or Basil, Rabbi, Masin, Abi, Basko. Frank, the Gemara, my Kamashmul, Masin, we know, our Mishnah said you can. Al Kamashmul, the Imishkach, Astam, Eh, Masin, Misham, Ahi. Now, if you find someplace that says no, it's Misham. Now, there happens to be a Machloikas, Misham, and Basil, about Basko to begin with. The whole rule of Basko started because but they didn't know who the Paschal like Beisham and Beisol. The Paschal came out and said, Achir Rabin Lahatois. Now, this question is, did Beisham accept the Paschal or not? It's a Machloikas and Maseftis Yevamos in the first marriage. Right? But either, so someone will learn, this is that Machloikas. Can we use a Paschal? Beisol said, you can use a Paschal unless it goes against the Torah. Yes, Dab Judalad. You can use a Basco unless it goes against the Torah. The Mishama says, no, you can't use a Basco. That's how some want to learn, because they learned it was a real Basco. Others want to say it was a person's voice. They couldn't find anybody. Can you rely on that announcement? The Mishama says, yes. The Mishama says, no. It has nothing to do with a real Basco. Rashi. This is what the Mishnah said. I'm a man who can think of Stam Mishnah. Mishamahi, Vain Alokhi Christ, the Stab, the Lok is not like Stab.
Why would Hashem make a Basko if you couldn't use it?
So the Rabbeinu Nissim Gon, the Masechtas Brachas, Daf, I forgot when, it was around Testament days, maybe a little later, says that it's an Nisayan. Hashem tests us to see will we go for it or not, because Alokhi says not to go for it. Doesn't say it on this. He says that on the Gemara, it says that a Basco came out for a Bliezer. We don't go by that Basco. So the Rishonim asked, we go by the Basco of Esau, we don't go by the Basco of Bliezer. So Ben Nissim Gon says that sometimes Hashem sends a Basco, Keneged Halacha, to see where we go for it.
River flows backwards, this wall's piece. Well, how are you supposed to know?
Because it's Keneged Rabim. Halacha says you go by Rabim.
So why do you need a Basco for this?
What, by Beto?
Yeah.
Because Beshame was Mechana Zitzvei. They didn't know whether you go but to Rabim when Beshame was sharper.
But
so it wasn't against the rules of Halacha. But maybe if the Yemir is sharper, we don't do that.
Where do you see that in the Torah?
That was the Shaila. So the Basko said, Achir Rabim Lahatam.
Even.
Unequivocally.
Right.
Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. We hope to finish by Friday.